Hello and welcome. I am Curtis Greco, author and the founder of the Imperfect Messenger Foundation. In addition to my writings and other various media presentations, I am also the author and creator of the Blind Vision series. There are presently three distinct volumes in the series, and each possessing a unique subtitle that is intended to tease, in a sense, the reader with an outlook of what the respective volume, topically, intends on discussing. Volume 1 is titled We Hold These Truths. Volume 2, Value Given, Value Received. Volume 3, Valor in Prosperity. I suppose that many authors are often concerned as to whether or not the message they intend to convey is being equaled by the printed word. As you will discover, these writings are particularly prone to misinterpretation, largely due to my writing style, but even more so the nature and perhaps tenor of how I would speak the material, which, I must confess, has been very difficult for me to duplicate in the printed form. So then, what is the message I intend to convey in the series? Simply this: to challenge the contemporary view of what has become the accepted form of our uniquely American form of government. I do this by filtering various topics, legislative, legal, economic, and monetary policy, as well as political philosophy, through what I believe to be the ultimate and most supremely relevant mechanisms, primarily various quotes and comments from our founding fathers, as well as the critical documents that are the product of their efforts, namely the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution. Where one could have attempted to deliver this topic in a more academic form, I, however, have attempted to present the material in more of a provocative dialogue, that is to say, a commentary format. It is not so much my goal to be didactic in presentation, but more so to stir and engage one's thinking and participation. And to be sure, these are critical times in the history of this country and require for all to reaffirm a commitment to the preservation of our national heritage. As I mentioned, at several conspicuous points throughout the series, what is required is not a village of the mindless, but the convergence of the many about a common ideal. This simple phrase is the genesis of what became this country's founding ideals, and it will, should they be suitably compelling, be the cause which gives life to its preservation. At this point, let me leave you with the following thoughts. Number one, the message, when perfect, remains so despite the imperfections of the messenger. And lastly, it is so vitally important to be reminded that a message of value has no audience if held in silence. So then, on behalf of myself, the founder of the Imperfect Messenger Foundation, I truly do hope you will secure your own copies of each of the volumes in the series as a testament to your personal commitment to preserving such an important legacy. It is indeed a gift of honor to those who have gone before us, to one another, and to those who are yet to be. And yes, I do hope you will enjoy the series. Even more, I'll be more pleased to know that you find a certain kinship in the topic and your role in spreading its message. And know, of course, that at the Imperfect Messenger Foundation, we are on point, on purpose, in practice. And along the roads I've yet to travel, I do hope we will meet. In the meantime, be a part of a life-changing experience by making your voice count. After all, you too are a messenger.